Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to 2024. Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Merry New Year. If we just mix the two. Merry New Year to you. I'm so glad you're here today for this episode of the podcast. Welcome to 2024. So excited that you're kicking off 2024 by listening to something that's going to help you build your business this
year.
Heck yeah.
So we honestly love the new year, which sounds cliche. I know everyone loves the new year. But us specifically, I feel like it's a time where creatives actually get the like bravery to think like, this is my year. You know, like they're like, 2024 is the year I'm actually going to take this thing seriously. Or 2024 is the year where I make six figures for the first time. People
quit
start getting
job.
Like, yes, quit my job, like the job that they hate. Like this is like one of our favorite seasons.
Yeah, it's super cool. So we have an awesome podcast episode for you today on niching, niche hopping, and how it might actually either make or break your business and your growth in 2024. So totally excited to talk about that. But also excited to just talk about what's going on in the new year here in Creative Rise. We always, every single new year, as Christy said, we get excited for the new year because so many people make decisions that are going to separate what happened last year from what's going to happen this year based on what happens on the decisions that they make, you know, coming into the new year, which is really cool. Definitely mumbled through saying that. That was like, that made so much sense in my head. But what I'm trying to say is the new year brings a lot of excitement to our community. It also brings a lot of excitement to us because we always do a couple certain things every single new year. Number one, we always run some type of training that is going to help you set up well for the new year. Now, that is coming in February, so stay tuned. You're going to hear everything about that and how you can join that. It's going to be a totally free workshop that is going to help you set up well for 2024. And then additionally, we also always run a mastermind early in the year. We always run it at sometime late winter, early spring. That is also coming in February-ish, February, March-ish. So make sure you listen to the show. Make sure you're tuned in to our socials so you get all the information on when that's going to be, because that is going to be so exciting. Round 11 of the six-week Creative Rise Mastermind. If you don't know what that is, if you're new here, it is a program we beta tested over 4 years ago because we had the idea of, hey, what if we actually took down the gatekeeping that happens in our community, that happens in our industry, and what if we actually showed people what helped Christy and what helped myself build three separate six-figure businesses in the creative space? So we tried it. We took our first intake of people, and it worked. Turns out the things that helped us build our own businesses also help other people build their businesses, which is exactly what we were hoping for. And we've now run that exact same six-week program 10 times, and we're about to run it an 11th time. And it is an incredible thing. It is all the tools and strategies we give you access to that have helped us build our six-figure businesses. Plus, we've realized that if we just give you the tools, a lot of people will still fall through the cracks because they're not having, you know, the right amount of accountability, and they're maybe not getting, you know, when questions come up, access to ask people about how to move forward on something. So we built also not just all the content, we also built a community aspect to it that has heavy accountability. So it's those three things. It's 6 weeks of really in-depth coaching, so getting all the tools and strategies you need to build a six-figure foundation for your business, but also at the same time giving you the community and the accountability you need in order to implement everything, which is so important.
It's
so we're really excited for that.
We are pumped. If you want in on that, join the waitlist. It's in the show notes, or it'll be in our Instagram bio. You can jump on that.
And the waitlist is important because if you don't join the waitlist, you're probably not going to get in. Sells that every time. We only take 35 businesses every single round, and you know, some people have asked us, why don't you take more people? And so, well, we just wouldn't have time to give everybody the attention that we want to be able to give everybody so they can actually get results. So waitlist is the best opportunity if you are going to actually get a spot at applying and eventually get a spot. But we're so excited for that. If you want any more info, creativerouse.com has got everything. Put that in the show notes.
Yep.
Let's talk about today's episode.
Let's jump in. You guys,
I know you're really excited about this.
I am.
As we were writing this, we were actually on a plane writing this, and you were just like, you kept looking at me and you're like, this is good. This is good. And I could just see it on your face as you were like writing some of this. I was like, oh, she's like super excited. And then I started to read it. And then I started to give in, you know, some input into the episode. And we're like, this is a really exciting episode.
You know why I like it is because it's a crucial conversation.
Yeah.
And me and my friends joke, we like crucial conversations are like those conversations where it's like a little bit controversial, a little bit like feels like the parents sitting you down and giving you like a hard, loving, tough love talk. This is a crucial conversation episode. So get ready. It might feel triggering for you. It might feel uncomfortable, but we promise if you get through the whole thing and you actually put this into practice for 2024, your life is going to look a whole lot lot different because your business is going to look a whole lot.
Yeah, totally. So we're speaking on the topic of niche hopping, but I want to intro it by asking you this question. Do you know anybody, maybe this is you, do you know anybody that just kind of jumps from hobby to hobby?
Oh my God.
You know, I had some family members doing this growing up. I had a lot of hobbies, but I don't know if I would say I was someone who jumps.
You are a hobby hopper for sure.
A little bit of an addictive personality though. So like I typically go very deep into things though. I do.
We have a lot of like unused rollerblades and we've got some like unused activity things in our garage.
Okay, so point is
hobby hopper.
Do you know anybody? Maybe it's you. Apparently I'm being accused of this right now. Do you know anybody that growing up or even now, they just always hop from thing to thing to thing? So like barbecuing became a thing in COVID. Everyone wanted to buy the barbecue and then it was, oh, now I'm making bread. Now it's, oh, I want to get into skiing or hiking in the outdoors. Or maybe it's, you know, I want to get this car because everyone's getting Teslas. I want a Tesla now. Like people tend to hobby hop or they interest hop, right? And while it is, I don't think as we would ever go as far to say it's a bad trait
in
humans.
Not
at all.
I would argue it's a good thing.
It's probably a good thing in people. It's fatal in your business.
Yes.
It is a horrible thing when you actually take the hobby hopping persona that we sometimes carry as humans and you place it on your business. It is very dangerous. Now, disclaimer, if you want your business to just be something that makes you feel really alive and you have a lot of fun with it, but you make $0, hobby hop. You'll have a lot of fun doing it.
Niche hop.
You can niche hop all the way through your business and you'll have a good time. You will just make no money. So in 2024, if you are wanting to make money, we are going to drill you in this episode that you cannot be niche hopping in 2024 if you are wanting to build a six-figure business this year, especially if you're anywhere near that mark already, because we know a lot of people listen to the show, especially if you've been listening to the show for a while, you are getting to the six-figure mark or maybe you crossed it in 2023. If you want 2024 to be a multiple six-figure year, you cannot niche hop.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what niche hopping actually is.
Yeah, so I'm just going to like paint the picture for you and you might be like, oh shoot, that is me. Because again, super common problem in the creative industry. Let's say you have a creative, they get a camera, they see someone shooting like weddings or something like that. And they're like, whoa, you can make money just shooting weddings with a camera? I'm going to try that. So they get the Squarespace site, they get their camera already, they book a couple, you know, weddings, they start to shoot some weddings. And then all of a sudden they see someone on Instagram shooting this like cool elopement on like a mountaintop. And they're like, you know what? I got to switch.
It's Yosemite.
No more.
It's always Yosemite. It's always Yosemite that makes people want to do this.
It's always Yosemite. And so they're like, you know what? I'm done with the big weddings. I'm only taking elopements. And so then they move to this, like, I'm only taking elopements. I'm doing that. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, that's kind of hard. Like, I'm not finding as many clients. They go for like a month or something like that. And all of a sudden they see Sally down the road shooting brands. And she's like getting flown to Tahiti to shoot a swim brand. And so they're like, well, I want to do that now. So then they completely niche hop into, I'm going to shoot brands and only brands. And I'm going to message every swimsuit brand I know on Instagram for like 2 weeks straight. And then all of a sudden they don't hear anything for 2 weeks. And so then all of a sudden they're like, well, you know what? I don't really want to do that. I'm just going to become an influencer. And so then they start posting stuff of themselves. And then all of a sudden they want to drop a course. So they go on to do presets and they jump. And while that might be fun and feel invigorating and very like new and fresh, all year, they're still stuck in the same full-time job that they hate, or they're feeling financially strapped, or they're just feeling a lack of confidence in the fact that they actually haven't built anything to sustain them. And so if you are feeling like, man, I feel that. Like, I have niche hopped everywhere from wanting to do this and this and this, and I can't stay committed to something. I'm actually afraid of staying committed to something. I want you to hear this loud and clear. And the truth is, if you treat your business like a hobby, you will get paid like a hobby, which is not a lot. And that is not what you want if you're trying to make this a sustainable thing for your life.
And again, that can somewhat sound a little bit harsh. We just rhymed off the journey that a lot of people go on.
I want to also say that I've done those same things.
100%. No, same with me.
Yeah.
So the point that we want to say is, with all of that, is that when you niche hop, you're just stuck in a hustle routine. Every single niche you get into, you got to hustle to build, then you exit, then you hustle to build the next one. Niche hopping creates hustle, where niching into something very specific and committing to it creates a business.
That's smart.
And a hustle versus a business are two very different things. Now, a lot of people think they have a creative business. They actually have a creative hustle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And so it's so important that you understand the difference between a creative hustle and a creative business. Again, creative hustle is you're constantly switching your niche. You're constantly changing your offers. You're constantly re-identifying who you are and what you do as a creator. And it just creates a nonstop hustle.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just that does not create a really sustainable income with a great predictable future that a business creates when you niche into something and you commit to it for a certain amount of time. Again, guys, success in creative business is all about doing the right things in the right way for the right amount of time, right? Mm-hmm. So super, super important. So here's one of the things that I think leads to a lot of people niche shopping. And this is an important thing to say because I think if I look back in the seasons of my life, the seasons of my business when I was niche shopping, I think a question I probably have that I know you probably would have at the same time that when you were in that season, and also everyone who's listening to the show would probably say this is the question they have is what is making me niche hop? Like if you actually peel back the layers of this onion of niche hopping that's destroying your business because you're just hustling nonstop, you're creating a creative hustle, not a creative business, why am I doing this? Why am I constantly jumping from niche to niche to niche? Well, part of it is the fact that we live in a very, very, I don't know, maybe the word is public environment as creatives, meaning we see what a lot of other creators are doing. I see what people are doing as elopement photographers all over the world. I see what they're doing in the wedding space. I see what they're doing in the brand space. I see people doing things now. They're influencers online. Like the social networks that we all live in have exposed us to all the opportunities that niche hopping caters, right? Mm. But the problem is, I think this is where we all go wrong is you have to, if you do not want to niche hop in 2024, you want to commit and you do not want to hustle, you want a business in 2024, you need to actually look at what opportunities you have in front of you and actually play them out a little bit.
Yeah.
You need to play out the opportunities for revenue, play out the opportunities for lifestyle, play out the opportunities for scale and predictability and stability in the future. So here's what I mean by that. If you are, let's say you are a brand photographer right now and you're being tempted to get into the space of trying to build a massive following and become an influencer. And again, there's nothing wrong with
this. No, absolutely not.
But I'm saying if you want to succeed this year, you need to pick a lane and stick to it and commit to it because that is what creates scale. So if you want to make more money, you have to commit and go deep into something. The closer to one thing you can get, the better, right?
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of creatives don't actually fully play out their lane. So let's say they're a brand photographer and they haven't thought about how many jobs they're going to need to create what amount of income, what price per job to create what amount of money they want to make per year. And once they make that money, what type of stability is that going to give them? What type of flexibility is that going to give them? What type of lifestyle? They haven't played out that whole scenario. So when they're on Instagram, they're floating through, you know, it's 9 p.m. at night. They're just scrolling on their phone. They got nothing else to do. And they see something else, somebody else doing something that looks, you know, the grass is greener on the other side type thing. They look at it and go, that actually looks pretty fun. Why don't I try that? And the next day they wake up and they're now splitting their focus, focusing on two different things. The next day, the same thing happens. They're now splitting their focus, focusing on three different things. They're niche hopping their way through the year because they never actually played out what the end results look like off the back of maybe 12 months of commitment of picking a lane and staying with it.
Yeah.
So of course we niche hop, mm-hmm. right? When we don't actually understand what we are committing to because we haven't played out the whole scenario to figure out what the results are going to be financially, lifestyle-wise, stability-wise, predictability-wise. And so the first thing that we can encourage you to do this year, if you want to build a creative business rather than just a creative hustles are small, you don't make a ton of money, but it might feel fun. Creative businesses are really fun because you get to master something and because you're mastering it, it comes with a lot of money. First thing you need to do is you need to play out what does this actually look like off the back of 12 months of commitment? What can I expect financially? Look at other people who are doing the same thing. What can I expect time-wise? What can I expect lifestyle-wise? What can I expect stability-wise? Like, whether you just look at people who are doing that, who have committed to that lane, or you actually try and go ask them.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you've been doing this. Looks like you've committed for a couple years. Talk to me about your lifestyle. I'm interested in really picking this as my thing. What does it look like stability-wise? I see you have a family, you know, like that must be cool. Talk to me about that. You need to figure out, step number one, you need to figure out is, if I play out the scenario I'm currently in, is it worth it to say no to all the other niche hopping opportunities that are going to come my way? Because they always do.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that's going to help you stop niche hopping in 2024 is by really getting clear on what the opportunity you have in front of you looks like if you commit hard to it and only it for a minimum of 12 months.
Yeah. I think that's
so
huge.
Important.
That's huge. And I think a lot of people also get afraid of like, ooh, but if I commit, can I never leave that niche? Mm-hmm. And you might be looking at like us, and obviously we've been in creative business for a long time now, but you might be looking at like, maybe you know my story of like, I was a wedding photographer and then I was a brand photographer and I do stuff with Creative Rise and I've been able to jump around and do all of these different types of things. Mm-hmm. And you might be going, wait, Christy, you sound like a hypocrite. Like, you haven't niched down, but I want to tell you.
Same with me too. Like I started my business in 2014. I have done. Yeah. So many different things.
Oh, absolutely.
And see, a lot of that was niche hopping.
Yeah, totally. But here's what I want to kind of like argue on the other side and actually open the door of like what that actually looked like for me. And what that looked like for me is I was working 3 jobs and I was like barely making my student loan payments. Like it was terrible. And I was like, you know what? I want to build my own business. I want to do this. And so I picked wedding photography. I was like, I knew like 2 wedding photographers at the time. And I was like, you know what? I want to pick this thing and run with it. I was like, I'll give myself 6 months. So I even shortened it. I was like, I'll give myself 6 months to see if I can make this a full-time business. And if not, and if I don't like it, I'll just toss it out the side. I'll do something else. And so I gave myself 6 months. And by the end of 6 months, I was completely full-time with weddings. And I loved it. And I was like, man, that was so good to pick a niche, dive into it, take it full-time and scale it up. And then I was a wedding photographer for like 5 years after that. Mm-hmm. And so I was making 6 figures, all that stuff. And I was like fully in the wedding niche and I loved it. And all of a sudden, I started getting like knocks on my door, quote unquote, in my business of like, oh, people, brands reaching out, asking me to shoot things for them because I was in my niche and was succeeding in my niche. They actually were like, hey, we want to work with you because we see what you're doing with weddings and we love what you're doing. So like Beholden, like Anthropologie's bridal line reached out to me. LaCroix reached out to me. I started adding in these brand shoots as I was full time and succeeding in my niche. And so I was slowly able to kind of push into a different niche very naturally rather than just being like, well, now I want to work with brands. So let me throw away all the momentum that I had in weddings. It was like my momentum of sticking in a niche is what pushed me into a different niche. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're like, well, if I pick something, I'll never be able to leave it. And that sounds terrible. First of all, it's not true. You have free will. You can do whatever you want. If after a year you hate it, you hate it. And you can stop doing it. But use that momentum. You guys, momentum comes from, again, doing the same right activities for a long period of time that builds momentum. So don't lose your momentum by niche hopping. Pick something, stick with it, and then watch other opportunities open up. That's a way better way to get into another niche.
And I'm really glad you shared that. I should probably share that even in myself too, because I have gone through seasons of heavy commitment to a lane and scale. And then I've gone through seasons where I niche hopped quite a bit in business. So me getting into creative business, starting my business while I was a teenager in high school, I was like, I'll do anything, right? I was like, I'll do anything. I'm the guy that does anything. And in some way, that is kind of a niche, right? Being like the video guy that you can hire for anything. You know, I was cheap at the time because I was in high school. I was stoked on $500 a project, right? That in some way is a niche. I went hard in that for a couple like months. And all of a sudden, that stability of me growing that then led to other opportunities, like you said, in other industries. I really got into doing travel stuff and outdoor brand work. And I stayed in that lane for years. That was my lane for like 5 years. I really, really, really became that guy in my area and specifically in a corner of the outdoor brand market with a lot of brands. I became that guy. And because of that, because of my commitment to helping brands grow their reach and their sales online through helping, you know, shoot really cool campaigns for their gear, I then started getting brought into conversations on the bigger conversations, the business conversations on what my work was actually doing, which was like, hey, how is this work? How is this photo and video stuff that Joe's shooting helping us with marketing and with sales and all that stuff? And because of that, I then got exposed to a new lane, right?
Yeah.
Where I then was able to start taking on some clients and doing some brand and marketing consulting because I was getting exposed through a niche I really committed to to a couple other lanes, right? And then it just goes from there and it spreads from there. But it is all because, like any success you've ever had, and I can copy and paste this on myself, and we can also copy and paste this on everyone that's ever gone through the mastermind that has succeeded, that's cranking 6 figures, multiple 6 figures. Anyone who hasn't even gone through the mastermind that we just know from the show, you guys have reached out and said you listened to the show. We've gotten to hear some of your story. Everyone who has succeeded because they have committed for a certain amount of time. You said for 6 months. I never had a number in my head. I was just like, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. So I committed kind of the rest of my life. You committed 6 months to see if it was going to work.
That checks.
And, you know, other people commit 12 months, whatever it's going to be. Every single person that has succeeded has committed a certain amount of time, and they have picked a lane, and they have gone absolutely aggressively into it and gone, how do I dominate this lane? And because of that, not only do they grow their businesses, get scale, get stability, get all those things, they also then get the opportunity to get into some other stuff.
Yeah, you earn the people, right to niche.
And one of the benefits of us doing what we do at Creative Rise is we also, you know, obviously we get to see all the things that predict a win, you know, in someone's career. We also get to see the things that predict a loss.
Yeah.
And the things that predict a loss for a lot of people where we look at them and go, oh, that didn't work out maybe the way that we knew it could have worked out for them is because they niche hop.
Yeah.
And they go from one thing to the other thing to the other thing to the other thing. And hear us as we wrap this up. If you want a niche hop, that's great. And that's not a bad thing. We would actually encourage you to do so. If that is what's going to be fun for you, absolutely. You just cannot expect to make a killing niche hopping because you're splitting your focus too much.
Yeah.
So we really want to encourage you, if 2024 is the year, you're like, hey, I got to build a really good business this year. I want to quit my job, make my first 50K. I want to make my first six figures, whatever it's going to be. I want to support my family, whatever it's going to be. You're going to get there so much faster if you stop niche hopping. You pick a lane, you create a predictable scenario. Again, what I was talking about earlier in the podcast, where you actually look at what is possible if I commit to this lane for a minimum of 12 months. What does it look like financially, stability-wise? What does it look lifestyle-wise, freedom-wise? Figure all that out, and then you commit to it, and you stick to it, and you grind.
Yeah.
That's what's going to create a really, really good 2024 for you.
And it is so worth it. As people who have been on the niche hopping side and then also on 100%. Not the niche hopping side, I can tell you that feeling like an expert, feeling like you have financial security, feeling like you can just like give people great results with what you do is way more fulfilling than trying to catch shiny object syndrome on the next quote unquote best thing. So I hope you enjoyed this crucial conversation and I hope you don't feel too called out, but I hope you also feel very excited to build in these next 12 months. We can't wait to support you, whether it's through listening to this podcast, whether you DM us any questions that you have, or whether you hop in on round 11 of the Creative Rise Mastermind this year. If that's like the thing that you're like, you know what, in order to stay accountable to not niche hopping, in order to become the expert in my space and to, you know, 5x my growth in a short amount of time, that might be the thing for you. So if it is, go and join the wait list and then shoot us a DM after you do so we can get to know you a little bit more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We got another one next week that we're so excited for. Mm-hmm. So tune in then.
Yeah. Happy 2024, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we will catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.